Welcome. As is tradition or practice, we will allow you, Thad, to introduce your team. I'm sure we know most of them. We will also allow members to introduce themselves, because there might be a few new faces here. And then we will get into the business of the third quarter performance. We're really looking at the activities from January to March from your side, and members, because they now have a system of being copied on quite a few of the correspondents, might ask for stuff that are outside of that period. We'll focus initially on what you present to us and interrogate that, and then focus on other stuff that we can. So let us start by saying that my name is Vincent Smith. I'm the chairperson of the committee, and we will go to the person alongside me, all around up to Lucky Tetra, and then we'll come to your side.
Morning, Mpoma Sabate, committee research.
I am James Self, a member of the committee.
Hi, my name is Paul Mgun, I'm a member of the committee.
My name is Mosk, I'm a member of the committee.
My name is Leonard Max, member of the committee.
My name is Rusalelo Makakula, member of this committee.
Ikamalangu, but I'm a member of this committee.
Shalom Abram, member of the committee. Good morning.
Lakim Tetwa from Correctional Services. Thanks.
Mudisa Kavedi from Parliament Communications Service.
Ruka Shabalala, Inspecting Judge.
Adam Carlson, the CEO at the sector.
Michael Present from the Office of the Inspecting Judge.
Shaka from the Inspecting Judge's Office, Legal Services.
Yondewote, Inspecting Judge, Finance Manager.
Demzodo Landu, Inspecting Judge, Mandatory Unit.
Shami Mlenzana from ICCB, Judicial Inspector.
Good morning, I'm Carmen Laosheng, Officer of the Inspecting Judge, Policy and Research.
Thank you very much for that. Maybe we should indicate to everybody here, I'm sure members are aware, that sadly on Saturday, Mam Nyanda passed away. We have officially, as a committee, passed our condolences to the family. We have also asked the Honorable Makakula to represent the committee at the funeral over the weekend. But it does not preclude other members who would want to attend the funeral to do so. But officially, Honorable Makakula will represent us, and we are saddened by the passing of Mam Nyanda after an illness. Also, Mam Gwenya is not here with us today because she has been asked to go and assist with the funeral of the ex-minister or the previous minister of local government, Kwelo, in KZN, in Midrand, in Johannesburg. So she's officially been granted permission to be away from the committee today. So it was important that we raise those issues. One just for the committee, and I'm sure Cindy has communicated to us in terms of that, but formally, the Honorable Makakula will represent us on Saturday. The the briefing today, or the objectives of the meeting today, Judge, is really to hear from you what is it that you have done for the past 3 months specifically. It's not a compliance meeting, as we always say. I mean, for the committee, it's a matter of you've used the 100 rand for the past 3 months. What has that 100 rand bought for South Africa? Really, that's what it's about. What has that 100 rand bought for South Africa? And of course, we will then share other matters that might not be in your report or in your presentation that members would be aware of and that we've been communicating with you on in the past. So really, that's what it's about. We will afford you an opportunity to go through your presentation, and then members would follow up with engagement. We are hoping to be out of here at the absolute latest by about 11:30 or so. Really, so if you guys can speed up your process. Members are busy with budget votes, and some of them have asked to be released so that they can go and prepare. So we don't expect a long meeting, but if needs be, then we'll extend it if we need to be. Just before we start, I've had a discussion with Cindy, and I am aware of it because I'm copied on most of these things. Last week, the committee took a decision, and we think it's important that we share it with you, around our communication and how we function. The committee last week, lucky you were not here, but you've probably been informed, took a decision that Cindy is no longer going to play the role of the PLO of the department. There's a PLO whose role and responsibility is to be the interface between this committee and the department and the ministry and so on. So whatever appears on the ATC that is related to the department or to the inspecting judge in this instance, we'd expect you guys to do. All follow-ups, we'd expect you guys to do. What we have said to Cindy is that as she sends out correspondence, whether originally originating from us or from any other person, she would send it to the relevant people, whether it's the minister, whether it's to the inspecting judge, and keep track of it. So Cindy has a system that says, on the 10th of January, I sent a letter to the inspecting judge requesting this information. And in the past, our letter said we wanted it in 14 days. After our discussion last week with the department, we agreed that 14 days might not be very practical, because people have to go and gather information from remote areas. We've agreed that 30 days is what we'd expected. We don't want finalization in 30 days, but in 30 days we would expect that somebody would go to Cindy and say, read your letter that you sent us on the 1st, the matter has now been attended to and finalized, or the matter has now been attended to and it's at this stage. Within 30 days. Part of the difficulty that we've had, and maybe it was because we just operated in that fashion, is that we then expected Cindy to go back and do that type of follow-up, and we would put her under pressure, and it's really just not sustainable from our side. So Cindy will keep a record of it, but she's certainly not going to come back and assist you in terms of what is it that she sent you in the last 30 days. We'd expect you to do the same thing. And all that Cindy will do will say, these are the exceptions. It's 30 days, we still have not heard from the department. It's 30 days, we've still not heard from the inspecting judge. Not conclusive, but this is what we are doing. So that we can smooth the way things work. And our contact point, luckily, would be the PLO. Cindy's really not going to talk to the commissioner. She's not going to talk to the minister. She's going to talk to the PLO, and he must find a system inside. And externally, I would imagine Cindy will find somebody in the inspecting judge that she would talk to, but she's not going to talk to everybody. She you'll have a point person, and that point person is expected to then get the matters filtered to wherever it's required and to collate it and bring it back to us. So we'll have one person that we're going to communicate with, because things just have been so haphazard up to now. We know, for instance, and you're all aware, we've sent you a letter in March or February somewhere about a guy in a wheelchair in Barberton. The family phoned me over the weekend and said, look, this guy is now really under pressure. The wheelchair has broken, and the only time he goes to toilet is if somebody helps him. I said to them, well, give Cindy the details. The follow-up indicates that you guys received and registered it only on the 30th. We know from our record that we sent it in February. So it just paints a bad light to you and to us in terms of the perception that people have out there. It's the examples that we're using. So we're hoping that this is the arrangement, that you would get it. Cindy has a record from our side. And on day 30, she will just give us the exception report. That of all these matters, the ministry has not responded or the inspecting judge has not responded. We don't think we need a meeting for this thing. It's really just an administrative exercise, because Cindy indicated that you had requested a meeting, and I said to Cindy, maybe we can just clarify it in that way. So having done all that, I'm sure the detail of that wheelchair might come out here, or it will certainly come out from our side if it's not part of your presentation. So, Mr. Carlson, I'm assuming that you would lead the presentation itself. Can we then hand over to you? It is almost 20 past 10. I don't know. Half an hour is good enough for you?
Chair, can I just allow the judge to say something?
Yes, but
I'm just going to do the executive summary as the last time, and then allow the committee to do the interrogation and to respond on our report.
So we will give you guys until 11 o'clock. The committee will then be able to engage with whatever from 11 o'clock. Hopefully by 11:30, quarter to 12 at the absolute latest, we'll adjourn the meeting. So let's hand over to the inspecting judge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My contribution is going to be very minimal, as you have explained, and times of the essence. I'm not going to deal with the contents of the report which we have submitted to you. Safe to say that what I would like to highlight is that at this stage we are dealing with three aspects, that is the administration, the compliance processing, monitoring and investigation, and the community oversight and stakeholder engagement. Now, being new, I felt it important that I go about using these centers so that I could have a feel of the work and a feel of the condition under which it will live in the centers. And seeing that our report is structured on the basis of, in particular, complaints and reflection on community oversight, I thought I should introduce a new thing, which you will probably get in the new reporting, that is the oversight about children and youth who are incarcerated. I thought this is very crucial and important. And of the six or seven centers that have visited since the beginning of the year, I've frustrated on that. And it's not in the report here. It's something new, something which I would like to get it done properly. Probably the next report you'll get it as an item in our reporting. I'll hand over to Mr. Carlson to go through the executive report, which highlights the points as I've made already, and the other members will deal with the rest of the report. I must apologize that we're a bit late starting. We had to bring for that, and I'm sorry for that. And furthermore, on behalf of the my team, I want to express our deepest sympathies to members of this committee who have lost a member. May her soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. We just need to place on record that this is our second quarterly report, and being a second time that we will only be reporting to or being accountable to the committee in terms of a quarterly report, we take into consideration that it is still a developing process, and we want to give ourselves some space to determine where there's still gaps that we need to fill and where we still need to grow, and we from the offset would like that direction and be open for direction from the chair and from the committee. Secondly, thank you, Mr. Chair, for the direction that you gave in terms of the way forward, dealing with complaints that comes via the portfolio committee. We have made a note. I will take responsibility, Mr. Chair, for all complaints, meaning Cindy can then communicate with me directly so that when I come here, I can be accountable and not shift the buck to someone else. And I will put processes in place and systems in place within the judicial to see that we adhere to the direction that you gave. Thirdly, as I've already indicated, I will only do the executive summary and then rather give more time for the committee to do the scrutiny, the interrogation, and the question and clarity on facts. Let me just say this, Mr. Chair and committee, that it's the first time that we are embarking with the inspecting judge on structured visits by the inspecting judge. It is totally new. It is also still developing, and we want to put on the record that we really appreciate the fact that the judge is taking leadership when it comes to the oversight incentives and don't only rely on staff members to know what is going on there. And in the short period, our report indicates that the judge has already visited 13 centres, to be exact, visited all the regional commissioners, and our report also indicates that the judge is now currently busy with meetings with all state organs and setting up memorandums of understanding, which we will, on an ongoing basis, report to this committee. The executive summary for the period 1 January to 31st of March 2012, the Judicial Inspectorate quarterly report for the period articulates the activities within three core functions as already set out by the judge, namely administration, complaint processing, monitoring and investigations, and the third one is community oversight and stakeholder engagement. Within Program 1, administration, the Office of the Inspecting Judge and the CEO has set the tone in terms of sound leadership by guiding the inspectorate to focus on its core function, that is to monitor the oversight of the treatment of inmates and the conditions within correctional facilities. The Human Resource and Development Unit has achieved a 93-fold rate on the fixed establishment and has continued to ensure that inspectorate invest in its human resource by creating opportunities for management and staff to develop. The Financial and Supply Chain Management Unit focuses on the budget and assets of the inspectorate. The expenditure for the quarter amounted to 6.6 million, which was the average expenditure of the three previous quarters. At the end of the financial year, 31st of March, the inspectorate expenditure were 24 million. During the same period of the previous financial year, the expenditure was 20 million. The current expenditure represents an increase of 19% from that of the previous financial year. The report further outlines the inspectorate's losses and damages in respect of state vehicles, which was a critical area of concern within the Department of Correctional Services. In the three of the report, four incidents During the quarter, employees of inspectors have been found to be responsible and liable for the losses. In Program 2, Complaints, Monitoring, Inspections and Investigation, highlights the activities of the Directorate Legal Services. 28 and not 24 inspections were conducted for the period, which is captured in a schedule of inspections further in this report. Furthermore, 8 investigations were conducted. The Directorate received and registered 217 complaints for the quarter, of which a file has been created for each case and of which 123 files have been dealt with. The head of the centres and the Independent Correctional Centre visitors, the ICCVs, are requested to provide information in order for the Directorate to make recommendations. Of the 123 files that have been dealt with, 17 cases have been finalised. The finalisation of a case depends on the HSC and the ICCV providing sufficient information. Assaults in correctional centres whereby the department, officials, members are implicated generally occur in 3 instances. It is either occur of a result, unauthorised use of force by officials, excessive use of force by officials, and an assault with the intent to do harm to an inmate who either reported members' misconduct, refused to carry out an instruction by a member, or to punish an inmate for something he or she did. A schedule, and this is also the first time that we are reporting in depth on assault members on inmates per se. A schedule of this assault members on inmates is attached to this report. 14 deaths from unnatural causes were reported during the quarter by the department, of which 5 can be classified as homicide, suicide categories. The remaining 9 are not yet classified, where even on a prima facie basis, no apparent cause has been reported. There were 4 deaths reported in the vulnerable category, all occurrence at the Durban Female Correctional Centre. A total of 154 natural deaths were reported for the same period. Within Program 3, provides a reflection on the community oversight and stakeholders' engagement, which is largely enacted by the ICCVs and through the visitors' committees. A total of 219 ICCV formed the ICCV post-establishment for the quarter. The current vacancy rate is 13%, of a total of 278 posts. 30 ICCVs were inducted during the period. A total number of 168 VC meetings were held during the quarter, in which management is intensively began concentrating on monitoring, discussing of inmates' complaints and resolutions. The level of stakeholders and community involvement at VC meetings still requires significant improvement. On an organizational level, the inspectorate was involved in a Human Rights Day on the 21st of March. Staff members and ICCV distributed pamphlets. Inmates have rights in various communities in all 9 provinces. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank
you. Want to hand over to us? That's fine.
All right, members.
Executive overview. We've had these reports for the past few days, so if there are specifics, now is the time for us to pose them and then get a response from the relevant role players. Let's take Mr. South, will be the first, Mamsipaliso will be number 2, and then Babalo will be number 3. Mr. South, sir.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for the report. I'm not going to address myself so much to the executive summary, but to draw down into some of the detail. I am concerned as a general trend that there are far too many cases where the inspectorate has referred the matter to the DCS and they've had no feedback. If you look down the compliance column relating to inspections and investigations, it tends to be the pattern, and even when the department has responded, it has responded in a very bureaucratic way. In other words, it has simply said a letter has been addressed to X, Y, and Z in the department. I really want to know from the inspectorate what whether this is a general pattern, and if so, what steps or what interaction takes place with the department to actually compel them to respond to the matters that are raised in the report as is contemplated by the Act. The second issue is a specific one, and I see that there is something in the list of the errata that relates to this, but it concerns the fact that the inspector was denied entry to the correctional centre in Reinsdorf. Now, that was very nearly my own experience a couple of years ago. It seems from Reinsdorf doesn't sort of understand how oversight works. But even in the new schedule that was sent to us, all that has happened is a letter was forwarded to the head of centre to explain why the inspector of the JICS was denied entry to the centre, and a letter was forwarded to the area commission and the regional commission to inform them. But there's no response. I mean, I regard being denied entry into a correctional centre in the most serious light, in the most serious light, and simply to just write a letter about it is, in my view, completely unacceptable. Then I must just point out, I'm not normally a very fussy person, but actually the standard of grammar, spelling, and general layout needs some careful editing. I just refer you, for example, on page 28, in the case of a complaint by a inmate in Edinburgh. The inmate alleged to have been assaulted by a member. The complaint was what? I don't know what was. It just stops there. And I think the generally speaking, the report would be improved by a careful scrutinization before it's submitted to us. But on the question of assaults, which you dealt with extensively when you were last here, what concerns me greatly is the length of time that is taken between an incident and a report. So, for example, if you look in that table 8, the date of the incident, 21st of September 2011, date received the 1st of the 8th of January 2012. The second one, the date of the incident, the 18th of April 2011, date received the 10th of January 2012, and so I could carry on. Now, as a result of those, not unnaturally, much of the incidents or much of the verification of those incidents has disappeared. CCTV cameras have been, you know, reused. Bruises have disappeared. People can't remember what went on. And I'm just concerned that we need to think jointly, perhaps, the inspectorate and the committee, about whether there isn't a better way of ensuring that complaints of these natures are received and acted upon with more alacrity, because without that, there's fundamentally no consequence on the part of officials of the department, because they know they are going, they're never going to face those consequences. So I'd just like your comments on how we can speed up the date between the reporting of an incident and the action about those incidents, and more particularly, what role the independent correctional centre visitors can play in that, because they are, after all, on the spot, they're in the correctional centre, supposedly in touch with what is going on. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Chair, on the first matter on the response to DCS on our findings,
just in a second, in our annual report and also in our first quarterly report, we said that a year ago, we only had 3 people within our whole directorate legal services. Currently, we have 10, meaning that within this past year, we have built, I almost want to say, new systems. This is the first time, if you look at all our reports, that we are really opening and giving this kind of information. And that is what I said with the introduction, that we really need some leadership where this is concerned. Now, currently what we are doing, we started off by putting the systems in place. That was phase one. Now we've got the data and we've got the information. The third phase, and that is where we are basically now, is even after we have reported to the portfolio committee, we still work on those cases. With each and every incident, with every finding, we must give it back to the department. They must get an opportunity to put their side of the story. And we need to come to an agreement, and that agreement will be between the judge and the national commissioner or the minister, where we come to an understanding that once we've written a letter to the department, they will have, like in the case of reporting back to the portfolio committee, 14 days or 30 days. If it's not reported, this is what we will do next. So that is where we are at this stage, and I'm just trying to give the whole story holistically, but the point is very well taken, and we are aware that it's also frustrating for us that we cannot come here and say, this is what we have done. This is the resolution of the matter, but we almost there, sir. On the second matter...
Before you go to the second matter, we're not on the talk shop. We are seeing the department in this forum on the 23rd. Is it possible, Judge, for you or somebody delegated from your office to be at that meeting so that we finalize a memorandum of understanding, even if it's verbally? So, Commissioner will be there. We've raised this matter with you. We've raised this matter with them. We'd want for you two guys to understand that the consequences of your behavior is going to make life difficult for us. So that between now and the 23rd, you guys can go and say, this is what is expected from the committee. How do we make sure that we get it to the committee within the 30 days? And do all the legwork before the 23rd. On the 23rd, we'd expect that between the two of you. We really don't want to legal something, maybe, but we must have this meeting where we say, Commissioner, if these guys write this letter to you, get it back to them so that they can get it to us. And I'm sure Lucky, you guys will learn something out of that. Otherwise, we defeat you. Let us just say it here, Lucky, that the minister herself said in this room that she suffers the same frustration because of reluctance, resistance, or whatever you want to call it, from officials. So it's a way of sabotaging her, sabotaging us. Clearly now it's sabotaging the operations of the inspecting judge. It's something that we have to deal with. So you understand our sentiment. Judge, you understand our sentiment. The two of you will have to go and do some spade work on this matter so that when we meet on the 23rd, at least all of us understand when the committee, as the representative of the inmate, requests information, we would expect that information in the manner that Mr. Selfie is articulating both understandable and not just a one-liner. Otherwise, we'll continue to have trouble. So, to concretize this one point, we think on the 23rd we need to finalize this matter. It gives you guys 2 weeks between the two of you to finalize it. Do you want to talk on this matter, Mr. Babando?
Yes, Chairperson. If I recall correctly, Chairperson, this matter was raised 3 months ago, when we were in the committee room 454, and the same relationship that we talked about between the inspector judge and the commissioner and the ministry, like the same matter that we are talking about, that will be done again on the 23rd. I wonder how far the thing has taken, because it seems as if we are repeating one of the same thing that we have said it before. Because if I really recall, I may be wrong, Chairperson, as a human being, but we were in 454 when we raised the same thing because of the non-cooperation between the judge and the commissioner and the ministry.
And we said that there should be something that they should meet and discuss this better. Because it is you are repeating one and the same thing. And on the 23rd, you will do the same thing again. And I want to find out from them, has that thing taken, what was the problem? If there was a problem, where was the problem? Before you come to the 23rd. Because maybe there may be established problem. There may be a line that we can't see, a thin line that we can't see among themselves, that they cannot bridge among themselves. They need a fourth person to be in it. Maybe something like that, Chairperson.
All right, maybe you want to respond to it, but before you respond to it, on the 23rd, we will pronounce whether you guys are in contempt of Parliament or not. That's how serious it is. If by the 23rd you continue in this fashion, I agree with you, Baba Ndlovu, we can't have this thing going on forever. If on the 23rd we get a sense that you guys have not reached anywhere, we will write to the Speaker and we will write to the Minister, indicating our view that we think that Correctional Services and its affiliate or its associate are deliberately in contempt of Parliament. Lucky, that's how serious it's going to be from our side. We were threatening to do that about 3 weeks ago, which we postponed. But really, I think Baba Ndlovu was correct. In the absence of proper reporting to Parliament in terms of content, we have no other option but to write to the Speaker saying that as a committee we are of the view that this is happening. It's 6 months that we can't even resolve how you report to Parliament is nothing short of contempt of Parliament. So in your interactions, Chief Inspecting Judge, maybe it was your predecessor before, but I'm hoping that you guys get the sentiment of the frustration and the importance that we will attach to how you relate to us. On this very matter, before we move on?
I just want you to be able to
listen. Oh, okay, fine. All right, the second matter then was around the Vanrensdorp access and then the timing between assaults and the reporting, but the issue of Baba Ndlovu in your discussions indicates that this is not the first time that we've raised this matter. I don't think you have to report to that one. We would just expect some sort of a memorandum of understanding on the 23rd.
Mr. Chair, just with all due respect, that after the member is correct, after our first meeting, the National Commissioner assigned Mr. Zach Modisi to meet with us and to address this matter. The meeting has been postponed for more than one time. Then eventually we took the initiative, and I'm giving the date, on the 26th of April, the Judicial Inspectorate went to the department, and this was one of the matters that was discussed. But if you take the 27th of April and where we are today, obviously we don't want to say, cannot say anything that we could have done constructively. But we want to put on record that we did go to the department on the 27th of April to address this matter. On the Van Rijnsburg issue, Mr. Chair, after the our staff member was denied access, as the report states, we wrote a letter to the head of the center. That the head of center came back to us. Apparently, she was not acquainted with the processes and the role and the function of the inspecting judge. We then placed it on record what the access. And to do something about it, I have already scheduled, as we sit here, for the 23rd of May. And obviously, I'll have to reschedule now. But I was scheduled to go to Van Rijnsdorp myself on the 23rd. The head of center did apologize. I must give that through to the portfolio committee because she misunderstood it. But we was not satisfied with that answer, and that's why our report said that we have referred it to the area commissioner and to the regional commissioner also to get their input from that on this matter.
I find it inconceivable that an official who's presumably at least assistant director level is so unfamiliar with the Act that they don't know that somebody who comes along from the inspecting judge's office is allowed access to a correctional centre. I find it inexplicable. It points to a systemic problem of deep mismanagement in the department. And that is the very reason why we reported it, sir. On the third matter that you raised, let me take responsibility and let me apologize to the chair and to the committee in terms of the spelling errors and grammar. We had a management meeting yesterday that the judge himself chaired. This matter was on the agenda. We addressed it. But as I said at that meeting, I must take responsibility. And I don't want to give excuses here today. We will come back with a better quality report, we assure you today. The fourth, the time in terms of the occurrence of incident and when it is reported, your question is that how do we address this matter? The independent correctional center visitors are allocated hours. And within the hours, they have specific functions. One of the functions is to do at random interviews. And it is during this at random interviews, which is 25% of the inmates per month, that he or she, the ICCV, will pick up this incident. It is not a matter where the inmate voluntarily necessarily came forward. So the delay is we had to go and look for that. In some incidents, for various reasons, inmates will refer this matter to a family member a month after the occurrence, where the family member will then report it to our office. And for us, it's not important if it was yesterday or a month ago. We must investigate it. Maybe there is a solution, but currently we are struggling on how do we get that information as soon as possible. And if you can get that answer, then we will apply it. But we must confess, it is a little bit difficult to get that information as soon as possible. Looking at the practicality of the situation.
Any follow-ups, Mr. Sal? You happy? Thank you very much. Ms. Palis?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. Firstly, I want to appreciate the data of the Independent Correctional Center visitor, and thank you for the presentation. The clarity I also want, because some of what I wanted to ask is answered, I would really like the national contact person number details for the committee for us to be able not to bother sending, but to rather contact this person for the complaints we get from inmates, to have direct contact with the office so that we can also get familiar working with the office and getting familiar who is who in the office. I also want to put on record that the Monwabisi case was attended to and it was successfully solved. So that one I did get a report back. Because I do have some cases I want to report, that's why I want the contact person to contact. But no further questions, Chairperson.
I'm sure we don't have to debate the fact that members would like to have details where they can contact you guys directly. Can you guys present that or give it to Cindy, and Cindy will distribute it to members, so that members, again, as part of our operation, we can't have 15 people saying to Cindy, please do this for us. We can do it through our own PAs. So we need that type of information. Thank you very much, Mampali. So, Babando.
Jefferson. I will take the same line as Mr. Self has done so, the oral self has done so. You see, if you look at the cases that, the tabulated cases that have been recorded here, let's take, for instance, the fire hydrant situated outside the day, and it's very hard to get an emergency on it. Let's take that. Let's take that as an example. And take that the other one is the head of correctional center. Did not know, was not aware of mandatory matters must be responded to. Something like that. Chairperson, it seems as if there is a problem somewhere. I'm raising these questions to the inspector judge, but again, I'm trying to come up with a solution, not just giving them what I think. If the problem is within the correctional service, they mustn't say that they have written a letter, because all these cases that we talk about, letters have been written. And when, how they are going to respond, and who is supposed to respond, and what should have happened, there is no action behind it, and so on. In other words, Chairperson, you say you will have a meeting on the 23rd, but okay, let us go there and think what we're going to talk on the 23rd. And all of us come with a full of basket. We don't know what to talk about. At the end of the day, that's what I'm looking at. Because if you see all these letters have been written to head of centers and so on and so forth, there is no response. There's nothing is happening to the head of the center. There is nothing happening on the inspector just because they are waiting for a response. In between, why the people, the human factor, because they are, the special judge is working with the human factor, the human, because we are not talking about things, we are talking about human people here. How do we solve this problem, Jeffrey? Because it seems as if there is a problem somewhere, an underlying problem. If it's a big problem, I think it's their chance to say so. So that we are trying to help them. We are not, it is not them against us or us against them. We are together here. We are trying to solve the problem. Chairperson, we can't work like that. It can't be a head of correctional center does not know the mandatory thing of what to be reported to. It can't be. There is a problem somewhere. It can't be that the fire thing is outside the emergency area. What would happen if it's a local, in the afternoon, in the evening? What would happen? People would burn out. Those are the things I'm talking about, Chairperson. If it's a human factor, let's discuss it openly and clearly, and forget about referring to the issues, because it won't work to us. Because All the reported things, Chairperson, letters have been written. Now that's why I'm having a problem. That's why I'm taking the line of what Mr. Self is doing, because it's a human factor, Chairperson. We are all human. Let us deal with it. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Let us then do just that. Let us do that instead of getting into the details, because it's just going to be academic. Lucky you are around as well, and we are going to expect you and the PLO, even if you don't have a mandate from the department, but at least to understand what is happening, to discuss. Because I think what is coming out is that this arrangement between the inspecting judge and correctional services is an academic exercise, not doing what the Act is saying it was doing. And so for us to have this meeting is just play. The question is, what must we do? That's what Rabban Dogu is saying. And we'd expect you to give us some information. That information will then benefit both the PLO and Lucky in terms of your own thinking. But at the end of the day, we're still saying you guys are going to have to go and sit and have an endowment about this matter. But at least you'll have the benefit of what MPs are saying before we conclude this matter on the 23rd. I think really that's what he's saying. So I'm not sure if other MPs want to, rather than lament, put proposals on the table of how we fix up this relationship, that you guys go and consider these things in your own discussions and we'll finalize it. I mean, this is not unique to you as DCS. This kind of sentiment South Africans have, even of the ICD, I don't know what's the new name. You'll recall that people are saying, what is the role and purpose of the police equivalent to you guys? Because they're toothless, they don't get the stuff in time, as Mr. Sangsa said earlier on, and we can't be seeing that happening, and we're quiet about it when we have a similar arrangement. The independent funding part of it, that we will raise ourselves, because that's a political matter, that you must get independent funding, but surely the other operational stuff is something that we must discuss. So if members can talk to that in terms of your own views, to empower the judge and company will also share their views, but this is the theme of our discussion on the 23rd. Any members want to add to it on this matter only, and we'll still come back to you, Mr. Self, and Makakula, on your specifics, but just on this matter. Do you want to contribute on this matter, Mac?
What matter are you referring to? I just want to, how are we going to deal with this thing, a proposal?
Yeah, that's what we talk about,
okay,
this thing,
right.
How do we deal with this thing? And then you'll come back to your specific that you wanted to ask.
Okay. I just want to say, and that is, I think, all-inclusive, that let us be honest here. You know, I'm here now almost 2 years in this committee. You know, it's the first time. You know, I come from these departments, from all these and so on. That I experience this lack of urgency and commitment to address issues. The other thing is, you know, it's a very, very serious by obstructing a person who must go in and execute a constitutional mandate in the center. It equates like the obstructing a police officer and executing their duties. The other thing is that, and I support the views of members self, you know, the ignorance of not knowing that there's mandatory issues to be reported to judges, and a senior position, a person appointed in that position, you know, it is critical. It's not only red light, it's passed. Now, we must be very serious. Since the day I started here and up till today, it's clear that the department does not take the judicial inspectorate and us seriously. Let me tell you this. They know that the judicial inspectorate doesn't have peace. Therefore, they're writing letters and stuff. And for us, they promise every time, it will be done, it will be done. Now, having said that, I propose that given this judicial report, this quarterly report. In this quarterly report, indicates that a huge lack of management, because everything here, most of this, are management problems. I mean, it takes now for the judicial inspectorate to go and tell them that they must put a room in the kitchen because bugs are flying around. I mean, basic ABC things, which each and every manager should know. There's no consequences for not complying with deadlines or with instructions. It is the problem. And I would propose, Chairperson, this report, that the Department of Correctional Services must answer us on everything reported here. What is the status? We cannot beg them for responses. We are very lenient to this department. Therefore, they take us for granted. They must give us on the 23rd. On each and everything which they said here, they sent letters and letters and letters. What is the status? And if it has not been resolved, why not? It's the only way. We have to tide up this whole business. You know, if I look at the police, as people said every day, because of this non-compliance and things which is not right. But as long as we are going to appoint people because of appointment and not really because they are fit for purpose, we are continue with this particular problem.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, mine is in the society.
Let's talk about this method and how we operate. We'll come back.
No, to yes. Yeah.
Yours are specific. Okay, you want to talk on the phone? Okay.
Thanks, Chair President. Me, you know, I get confused because the thinking that I had all along was that the judicial inspectorate is independent. Independent, my understanding is that they don't account to the department. Now, meaning that if the complaint is against the department, and then again you go and report to the same department, you know, I think we are going nowhere. Because surely it's like you are reporting a police to a police officer. So they will not arrest that police officer. You know, the confusion, I think, if you relate to the dates here, I'm not sure, maybe I'm a bit confused. The date they received and the date of incident, it does not have the date when the letter was written to the department, so that you must say that you received the letter on such a date. It means, when was the matter resolved? Is the inspector, judicial inspector, resolving matters, or they just collect information and send it to the department? That's where my confusion is. If it's a information collection and send it to the, surely it's a waste of time. Because you have now this middle management that its intention is just to collect an information and give it back to the department, which is the culprit in this case. In this case, they are the offenders. Now, they will sit with the letter from the JICS. They will take their time. One day they'll be here, and then they will give quite a long, boring response, which will take us nowhere. So my view is the independence of the judicial inspectorate, to me, is still questionable, it's still worrying. Thank you.
Meneer Abraham.
Baie dankie, voorzitter. Je weet, die houding lyk het vir my van die departement is, laat Gods water oor Gods akker loop. Chairperson, I think the problem has been identified. So we're not going to lament about what has not happened. What is important now, Chair, is to map a way forward. The JICS is created in terms of a statute. And as such, it is endowed with certain duties and functions. Now, when the JICS is placed in a situation where it has to write to the department, Mr. Mguni, in order to get information, and that information takes, well, I always say, till thy kingdom comes, to be fed back to the JICS, then, Chairperson, there is a major systemic problem. What we need to do, Chair, is that this, the day of being, you know, trying to treat officials as sweethearts and you're a bunch of good guys and that sort of thing is gone. We've got a job to do, each one of us, whatever level we are on. And we are supposed to make it quite clear that we expect, I mean, if I look at the number of letters that have been sent, for example, in January, and the inspector at DSA says that they've had no feedback from DCS, diarized for 30 April. I'll be glad if they tell us that after you diarized it for 30th of April, did you get anything? And if not, Chairperson, then we need to get the departmental officials to start doing their job. Other problem, Chair, is that we've always said this.
there are little things, like, for example, the roof that's leaking. You don't need a rocket scientist to come and fix it up. We need to move in the direction where there is expertise even amongst the inmates, that we should utilize them to fix those little things up. I mean, a tap that's leaking, and you've got to make out a works order, and they charge you an awful lot of money, an arm and a leg. We should actually become more, well, in a sense, self-sufficient, that certain issues can be dealt with. Finally, Chairperson, we can, quarter in and quarter out, sit here and complain about the same things. It's not going to get us anywhere, Chair. We need to put our foot down and say that this is what we expect from the officials. And as you said earlier, Chairperson, even the minister has expressed her frustration. So we need to stand by one another and read out the riot act, Chair. Those that feel that they don't, that they are utilizing their positions in the department as a stepping stone to something else, let them rather step that over that stone and go to somewhere else. We need their people who are really prepared to do the job. And unless we do that, Chairperson, we are not going to get rid of this problem. Anyone that is not capable and is not prepared to do the job must rather give way and leave it to those that really want to do something. But I would like to hear, Chairperson, whether those issues that were prioritized were dealt with subsequently on the dates that they prioritized or not. And I think that the JICS should tell us up front what their real frustrations are in getting information out of the department. And so that can be addressed, Chair. Thank you.
Let's support the day. I need to respond, and then we will propose a way forward, because I agree we can't lament about these things. If you want to respond, it's fine, and then we will propose a way forward as a committee.
Mr. Chair, committee members, yesterday, and I refer to our management meeting where the judge was chairing the meeting, the judge gave instruction to me and to especially our director of legal services that in his next report, when we go to the last compliance column, he wants the date that the letter was sent. He wants to know exactly was that compliant. He wants to know the name of the person that it was. And the judge gave us a list, he says, in his, which will be our third report, that we do not come back to portfolio committee. Somehow the judge foresaw this discussion already yesterday, preempted it and prepared us for that. So at this stage, we really cannot say anything about the department. We need to get our house in order. It will be our third report that we will present. If you look at our first report, if you look at our second report, and as we said, we will bring you a third report. And then we should be able to see the progress. So, yes, there is lack from our side. We need to get our house in order. We cannot come back to portfolio committee and just say a letter has been sent. We need to tell you the date. We need to say the name of the person so that you know with who you are dealing. It is not just in the air. Did the person comply and give you much more details? And as I said, the judge gave that instruction, and that is what we will adhere to. Secondly, from our side, once again, we will go back and make an appointment as a follow-up on the 26th of April's meeting and say we need to come with a joint construction solution, not with just with another fairy tale story. So we commit ourselves to reach out to the department once again and meet with the department, with the portfolio committee on the 23rd, and we will make our submission on that day, on the way forward.
Yeah. All right. I want to propose, and then members of the committee will ratify or improve. We had agreed that we are meeting on the 23rd with the department, so there's no excuse for the department not to be here. We had earlier also indicated that we'd want one of you guys to be there, or all of you guys to be there to talk on the relationship earlier, as Mr. Brown has said, but it's obviously now become more. So I'm proposing that on the 23rd, we ask the department to bring along all its regional managers. So in other words, it's nine other people at most. I think there's nine regional managers, six regional managers. Together with whatever the delegation is. And the first part of our discussion, before we get into the what we were going to do with you, because members are clearly saying this is a waste of time exercise, is for us to revisit that section of the Act that talks to the establishment and the role and function of the inspecting judge. Let's all have an open discussion about that. That section of the Act that says this is it. And we'll park those things that we don't have to discuss with you, but at least we can identify them. If it's about a budget point of, I mean a budget issue, we can at least highlight it and we will discuss it within closed doors. We will discuss the appropriateness of the reporting lines as has been raised a few minutes ago. If it is against the department, and you must go back to the department to report to the how appropriate is that? All of us must have that discussion, including the department. The appropriateness of how this act is being implemented, or that section of the act is being implemented. Funding, reporting lines, and we'd also want to discuss the what next after violations have been discovered. Because that's your role. You go there, you discover that there's been a serious violation that caused suicide or caused whatever. What next? Are you guys, as has been said by Honorable Nguni, just a talk shop or a post box? We need to have that discussion. When you guys, Judge Shabalala, find this thing, what should be done? And I think that's the discussion that I think we must have, because it's then going to resolve this problem. Out of that meeting, Abram, you can then lay down the law as you see it. Self can then lay down the law as he sees it, because it will be an open discussion, and we will resolve from there along the line of the appropriateness, because if this thing is just a talk shop at 19 million rand, we might as well close it down. We might as well close it down. If we're spending 19 million rand on something that's buying us nothing, that's where we are at, PLO. That's where we are at, like. That's the discussion that we have. So I don't care, quite honestly, who comes from the department. But we want the regional managers. And if you guys think it's serious enough for the minister or the deputy minister to be there, we also will not be opposed to that. It's really your call. But the delegation that normally comes to present their financials and the administration will be there because they've been invited. We are asking you guys to go and indicate that we want the seven RCs to be there. Cindy will write that letter as well. But we want you to go. If it's not for anything else, just for this discussion. Because it's the RC that must answer why in his area some head of center denies Mr. Self entry or denies the inspecting judge entry and then says, I didn't know. So that's going to be the discussion. So that's my proposal, that I think it's normally from 9 until 1, Cindy. If we had it from 9 until 11, this discussion, and 11 until 1, then we can deal with the other stuff. Is that okay with members?
Yes.
Inspecting judge, so you understand what is going to be expected from you. I'm not sure if you still want another invite. I don't want to bureaucratize this thing. You are now being given an invitation. Cindy's not going to invite you anymore. Cindy's going to write one more letter, just indicating to the department that over and above their normal delegation, we want all the RCs. We are not going to write to you. We're not going to give you the purpose of it because we jointly agreed to it. Is that okay? Thank you very much. So let's move on then. Is there anybody else that wants to discuss? In the light of these new decisions, I've noted Mr. Max and Mr. Makakula. Is there any other member that, and then Mr. Zwela, you want to talk as well, Mr. Guni?
This one is
The date of incident, there are 8 cases where you say it's not applicable. Not applicable, if you go page 27 and page 26, it says the date of incident is not applicable, it means it's not known. Now, question is, when you do investigation, don't you ask dates? You say dates are becomes important in investigation. But now, if you say not, if you don't know, how did you conclude the incident? How do you write a letter to the head of correctional center and say, I don't know when was this matter took place, but what I know is that there is a complaint against? Just that check. Thank you.
You've reminded me, over and above the policy and political discussion that we had, I think somebody also suggested that we send this letter to the department so that when they come and report on the 23rd, I think it was Mr. Max, was saying, you've received that letter, what have you done about it, and so on. So this will be part of the brief on the 23rd. After we've had that discussion, we will have this one. And we will pose this question to you that Nguni is posing to you. Why are you not putting, because you're saying this is what the judge has asked. The judge will probably by then have received an answer. If not, at least we'll have the answer there. Because for us, it's not good enough to say we wrote a letter, I don't know the date of incident, we don't know what has come back, so all of us have to come up with answers on this one. So that one will be one of the questions that will be raised on that day, Nguni. Let's then ask, you want to say something, yes, Judge, and then after that will be Max, Makagula, and Kwele, and then we'll close. But in fact, it's Judge.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to place on record that this is the first time I go to a report myself to correct it. I came across a lot of grammatical mistakes myself, and I pointed out Mr. Carlson, I made markings, and I pointed out the defect in writing a letter, not stating when he wrote that letter. I said there must be a time factor involved here so that we know exactly how to follow up. So I hope the next report will be different. I can promise you. Speaking for myself and these centers, I've been to a number of them. They treat me with respect, and I've never had any feeling that they're antagonistic or they don't want me to come in and talk to them. I even talk to the inmates. I call the inmate group. All the I call them, they come out of their cells, I talk to them. So some of these things are going to be corrected, I think. Because I think the visits I've had with the original commissioner, it was just a discussion and so on, not specific. Now, if I do visit them now, specifically, it will be to inform them about our difficulties when we get to this center and so on, so they can correct it. Somebody must be responsible, someone, I don't believe. I can promise you, Mr. Chairman, that the next report will look better than this one.
Was there an officer?
No, Editor Cover, I'm covered, but I just want to say, if I listen to the judge there, so Mr. Carlson was the chairman, we're going to be in Castle.
Mr. Makagula?
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, what was happening in the library? A librarian was in the library. Working. There come someone to ask a book. But the problem of the book, he was looking the books and then he said, no, I want this book. And that book was a suicide book. Then the librarian was having a problem now. Not the problem of giving him the book, but the problem of how is the book will come back.
Yeah.
I'm very interested. So, Chair, in the report is speaking about the suicide. I really don't know. It not even explain how kind of a suicide. I really don't know. In our facilities, every inmate are working during working hours, and then they all come back to the cell to be locked in. So there is a suicide. Then I really don't know how it occurred. Or maybe they can explain what kind of a suicide that the inmate commit. Because really, if we sleep in this one, in one cell, we sleep 30, 15, and then there will be someone over us committing a suicide, really doesn't make any sense. And maybe it's because I don't know what kind of a suicide that are in our facilities. I think the inspecting judge should explain. Because really, if you check, Chairperson, this issue of the suicide is raised up. I said one day in Parliament, one dead is one too many. And if people will keep on dying and say, no, this is suicide, really, how it okay? How it okay? I received a call now as I come in here, that an inmate in Nelspruit committed suicide. And as I said, how? Really, I don't understand the issue of the suicide, Chair, unless it explains thoroughly to the committee that what kind of a suicide. Because I don't think that the person can hang himself in the cell. There is 30 people present. Really, I don't understand it. We need an explanation on this. We really need an explanation on this, especially to the expecting judge, because it's reported here. We need an explanation, really. To me, no one will dare to the suicide in front of the inmates or outside where the officials are there.
All right. We don't need you to respond now, Inspector Judge and your people. But I mean, that's a topic that members are saying, please come, let's have a discussion on the 23rd. That just of all these suicides, I guess the question that is being asked by Mr. Makakula is, what is it that we are doing to circumvent it? Because one death is one death too many. If we put up our hands and we say there's nothing that can be done, then at least say it. So that we go to South Africans and say, when you go in there, this is the chances of you committing suicide, because we've now proved that there's nothing that can be done. But we can't lament about it and put it in your report. It's just for the sake of putting it in the report. So you'll come and explain that to us. Baba Kwele, you'll be the last one.
So thanks. Mine is on the report from Mr. Carroll. Program 1. We talk of state vehicles. And what I want to find out, what happened to those that were responsible? Is there any action taken against them?
In the one matter, the member has been, in the first matter, the member was responsible for the accident. There was a disciplinary hearing. The member, it was only a damage of 100 rand. Even if it was 100 rand, there was still a written warning, and the member paid the money back.
Can you repeat that?
100? 100 rand. It was only the number plate that was damaged. In the second matter, the damage, as the report state, was bigger. So there was currently still a full-scale investigation on. The preliminary report stated that the member was liable for the accident. Now the process is in a place whereby we put before the staff member
this is the action that we are going to take. We will recover the money from you, and we is at that stage where the member now needs an opportunity to respond to our letter. But that is the action that we have taken.
On
this, I just want to, you're speaking about the effect of the cost of the damage is 101, but you're also speaking about the final warning. Is that relevant that you find the cost was 100 rand, and then also that member get the final warning? It goes fairly, or how it come there? How it come there?
Any damage to state property where the member is liable through whether it was accident or whether it was negligent, there must be disciplinary action. So it is in light of the fact that the person was not negligent, it was an accident where someone stopped in front of the staff member, but the distance was too short. Therefore you can see it was only 100 rand. But we need to discipline that member, because it needs to be an example for others and for that member, him or herself. And that's why we put it proper at that specific sanction, that the final written warning with the recovery of the money was appropriate in that specific case.
Carlos, can I ask you, when did this incident happen? So when did it come to your attention? This was the beginning of this matter. When was the accident, and when did it come to your attention?
The first one with 100 rand, that was in January, and that matter has been finalized. The second one was in February the very of this year, the very same day that it occurred, it was brought under my attention. We started with the investigation, and we also waited for the report of the police just to get all facts, and that took a little bit of time before we could really proceed with the matter. The police investigation was part of our internal process before we put it before the staff member that he was liable for the damage.
We raise this question, sir, because I think it goes back to Mr. South's question and also to Mr. Nguni's question. If this thing happened in February, we are now in May. It's 3 months away. If this was my private vehicle or your private vehicle, we would have a problem with insurance. Because they say within 24 hours of the incident, you must go and report it so that you can continue this matter. But because it's state matters, it's February, it's May, we have not even finalized it, the police took their time, nobody's putting them under pressure, this guy is still at work, we are paying him 100 rand a month for it. It cannot continue like this. It can't. It can't continue. Not only you, but across the board. I mean, I've been reading, and I think this is what's happening even in the whole public service. They said we can't have the situation where people are now suspended forever and a day. We're just raising it with you as a point that says, because, I mean, you're relatively small. This is an accident. The car is there. It's either Vincent was speeding or whatever the case might be. We finalize it, we get it away. But we can't have you come 3 months down the line and say, committee, we are still investigating. Mm-hmm. We want you to say, look, we've investigated it. It was really not its fault. There was no human error. End of the story. But a report that goes public and says that state vehicles are being damaged, we are still accounting or have not been finalizing it 6 months down the line, has a bad impression on the people outside. That's the point that we are making. So the detail, I'm sure you'll talk to it, but we're just saying to you, Judge, and your team, that really, guys, we need to speed up some of these things. We need to speed up some of these things. And correctional services, unfortunately, in the last report, I don't know who was the author of that report, but we have the highest number of people that are in long suspension, together with the police. This is what is out in the public domain.
Yes.
As the oversight committee, I can't keep quiet about it.
We have to ask the question, why is it the case and what are you doing about it? And we're starting with you guys. 890-something, if I remember the figure that was quoted in the Star somewhere. The highest, together with police, of suspended people that are not on site but are getting paid for it, type of thing. So you will either dispute it, but if our constituencies are saying this, you need to be able to come back so that we can go back to our constituencies and say, look, it's not happening or we are addressing it. That's what public representatives do. That's our job. So I'd want to close at that point unless members or inspecting judge will ask you to have your final say anyway. But I want to close at that point that says, look, it was not an exercise in futility. We certainly will get into the meat of some of these issues on the 23rd, like the issue of suicide, like the issue of the date, like the issue of all these data that says no response forthcoming. Half of these things, you look at them, it says letter sent, no response forthcoming. We'd want you guys to give us some sort of a response. Not the inspecting judge, give us some sort of a response to this document. Cindy, so this will be part of our distribution document. Cindy's not going to reproduce the members, so keep this document as part of your document for the 23rd. And if you guys can come back and say to us, the inspecting judge has sent you this thing, what have you done with it? It's exactly the same as we had with the minister and with Modise last week. We've sent you this thing, what have you done? It's contempt. That's our starting point, Lucky. If you're not responding within 30 days, it's contempt. If you're not responding to a letter of the inspecting judge that was sent in January, and we are in May, maybe it's close to contempt as well. That's why we will start with what is the purpose of this inspecting judge, and then get to the conclusion at the end of the day. Clearly, you guys are going to have to answer. Clearly, you guys are going to be seen as having blown the whistle. Quite frankly, the portfolio committee doesn't care. Quite frankly, we don't care, because that's the role that must happen. That's your role anyway, as the independent inspecting judge, is to highlight these things and say, let's resolve them. But I'm just saying that I'm sure there's going to be some sort of a how dare you, or it's not accurate, or whatever the case is. You'll have to defend your report. Lucky, you guys will have to defend your action or inaction. And then members are going to make a noise about it. So that is going to be the tone of the first half of our meeting. Do you want to say something, Rob?
Chair, just one little yes or no. Does the JICS get an acknowledgement at least of every letter sent?
No, that's a very
good question. Just as we've received your query, we are attending to it, we'll get back to you. Nothing of that sort?
No, you think so. All right, Mr. Self, Mr. Guni, Baba Sele, Advocate Max, Lakakura, and Lakali. So can we close this?
Close, Chairperson.
Can we close?
Yeah.
All right, especially Jeff, thank you. So this was part one of the meeting. I do think it's such a serious place that we need to come with our weightiest delegation, at least for the first part of the meeting. Because otherwise, it's some of us will be talking about these matters on the 15th in our event. And it's going to start from there, the advocacy of taking seriously our role as a student. On that note, thank you very much, Cindy. Thank you very much, everybody else. We meet next week, so I didn't indicate it. I'm sure members have received it. I'm sorry.
We were scheduled to meet the department next week. They humbly requested that because it's on the morning of their debate and they need to be together, we postponed it by a week. I'm sure members have received that. If they have not received it, I'm formally putting it, because our meeting was originally scheduled for the 16th. They approached us on the weekend and we said it's fine, we will communicate it to members that all of them as senior managers would want to be with their minister to finalize her own input for that afternoon. So that meeting of the 16th has been postponed to the 23rd. On the 16th, we are going to meet anyway as the committee, but it's really to deal with minutes, to deal with adoption of reports and so on. It will be an in-house meeting. It will be a short meeting. and we too then can go and prepare for the afternoon's debate. I'm hoping that that is acceptable to members. Thank you very much for meeting us this time.
Have you got a document for me now, please?
Mr. Raga.